Well, today is Patriots Day, and joining us now with a look behind the history of the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
And likewise. So first question, how exactly did Patriots Day come about?
Well, what happened is that there was a dispute between Concord and Lexington about where the revolution began. So in 1894, Massachusetts made it a state holiday, but named it for a more general celebration rather than for a specific place. And at the same time, they dropped an old New England commemoration, that is Fast Day, that took place in April each year, a solemn day of fasting and reflection, to make way for this new holiday. So out went the old, and in went something almost as old.
Now, we talk a lot about the battles of Lexington and Concord. How significant were they?
It's really important. There had been friction between the British forces occupying Boston. The Port of Boston had closed after the Boston Tea Party that was essentially turned into a military garrison. So there was the reaction to the Boston Tea Party was so great that this sort of large military force based in Boston and a small detachment in Marshfield at the same time was authorized by the royal government to act against the people arming and training in the countryside. But it's almost an accident that it turned into a major battle. And what happens is, essentially overnight, a revolutionary government comes into being, an army is formed, and Boston is besieged. So things move dramatically quickly, and not without any organized formal planning in advance.
Now, we're not the only state that celebrate Patriots Day.
Yeah, so there are states that commemorate it, but the two states that celebrate it as a holiday are Massachusetts and Maine. And Maine was the District of Maine and part of Massachusetts until 1820. So the feeling is that they were in the revolution from the start together as part of Massachusetts and played an important role in the revolution. So they look back to the same sort of essentially founding events.
And now, of course, the day is associated with the Boston Marathon.
Yes, which is very old. It came into being almost immediately after the holiday came into being. And I think that what they were thinking is, Marathon is named for a messenger who ran from the battlefield at Marathon. This is in a war between the Greek city-states and Persia in the 5th century B.C. And so ran all the way to Athens to either inform them of a great victory or warn them that the Persian fleet might be on its way to Athens, but this is all in legend now. But the modern marathon from the 1896 Olympics in Greece, that's when the first marathon took place. So the following year, Massachusetts organized a marathon that was essentially going the route from Concord and Lexington to Boston. The exact distance hadn't been settled yet, but they were running the equivalent in miles of about 40 kilometers.
And also this year also falls on one Boston Day.
Yes, that's really striking. Marathon Monday didn't become Monday until the 1960s when the holiday is rationalized. So you could no longer have every April 19th an anniversary and the date of the events, but it sort of shifted. So ironically, sort of rarely falls on April 19th, being the third Monday in April. But you have this conjunction of events all falling here on this day.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
It's always my pleasure.